Technology of Leadership, Section 10.
We've now come to the end of our audio series on motivating achievement. We'd like to summarize some of the core principles we've discussed that can make a difference. The purpose of leadership is to produce change as well as results. The role of leadership is to move an organization forward. Your job as CEO, supervisor, or manager is to create a climate where people want to produce great results and are driven to do it over and over. Effective leaders leverage resources and style to provide clarity, governance, support, standards, and coaching for those they lead. In the previous sections of our Technology of Leadership, we have focused on the right tools that, if applied, can create great leadership. We've introduced and elaborated on motives, motive subcategories, leadership behaviors, and organizational climate, goal setting, and job fit. Let's conduct a brief review of the basic concepts of the Motivating Achievement Workshop. First, a motive is a recurrent concern toward a goal state, measured in fantasy, which drives, directs, and selects behavior. The equation that best exemplifies the LPMA philosophy is expressed as B is equal to P times E. Behavior of the organization equals person, the employees, times the environment, the leader's behavior. You are one of the biggest E variables for your people. The three social motives are need for achievement, need for affiliation, and need for power. People can and do possess more than one motive, but usually one is dominant. Effective leaders learn to observe and evaluate the dominant motives of their employees. Your dominant motive has a direct impact on your leadership style. By arousing the dominant motives of your employees correctly, you increase the energy and effort employees bring to a job. The adept leader assesses the situation and is flexible in applying the appropriate leadership style. Your leadership style directly impacts your company's climate. Climate is the best indicator of a company's performance. Goal setting optimizes goal attainment. The process of goal setting itself can be the single most important factor in the outcome. Try to match employees' motives with job assignments. And remember, the leadership process is the discovery and application of the levers, the fulcrums, and forces that impact the effectiveness of leaders as they move their organizations toward the future. Again, here's Brad Spencer.
My executive clients are always looking for that edge. This is the edge. Understand, it happens this way. Patterns of thinking dictate your habits. Your habits dictate your behavior. Turns out your behavior dictates the results you're going to get in your life. The results in your life dictate your success and satisfaction by your metrics. This lever is understanding motives. As Archimedes said in the 4th century BC, give me a lever and a place to stand, and I will move the world.
This concludes the Spencer Shank Capers Technology of Leadership audio series. We hope you found this program insightful as well as helpful. We encourage you to return again to these core principles as needed to strengthen and increase your qualities as a leader. Please contact any of our principals for additional information or call our offices at 310-515-7555 or visit our website at ssca.com. We look forward to working with you again. Good luck and good leadership.